This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. SEPTA says steep service cuts will go into effect if there isn't a transit funding deal by August 14th. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
No major transit agency has had to take steps this drastic.
SEPTA Chief Planning Officer Jody Holton outlined the cuts. 32 bus routes eliminated, 16 shortened, less frequent subway and L service, regional rails running every 2 hours, middays and weekends, and no Sports Express service. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says without a transit funding deal by August 14th, service will be dramatically reduced starting August 24th.
This is something we've been talking about for 2 years, and at some point we have to make decisions that are in the best interest of our riders.
At a rally at City Hall Wednesday, riders called on the legislature to adopt a budget that includes increases for transit. Stephen Bronskill is coalition manager with the group Transit Forward Philadelphia.
We hear from legislators that their phones are ringing off the hooks. They're getting postcards from us every day.
Sauer says because lawmakers are still talking, he remains optimistic a funding agreement to avert the cuts could be reached. The Federal Transit Administration says it wants answers from SEPTA on the battery fire that damaged 40 buses at a storage depot in Nicetown. The FTA is demanding a report from SEPTA on the June 5th fire in a yard storing decommissioned electric buses. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says the batteries on the buses were disconnected when the fire broke out.
We're working under the advice of Proterra, of the manufacturer, on how to store them. We followed those instructions, and the fire occurred. That's why I said we're still trying to figure out why.
Sauer says SEPTA plans to provide the FTA with the information at once while the transit agency works with an outside organization to safely remove the batteries from the Roberts Yard facility. A law recently took effect in Philadelphia that allows the city to take possession of vehicles used in illegal dumping. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Some Philadelphia neighborhoods have places that have been illegal dump sites for so long they're known as legacy dump sites. The city tried training cameras on them and issuing fines and spends about $48 million a year cleaning them up, with little progress. But David Evans of Block by Block has high hopes for this new approach.
I think it's a great step forward, and we're excited about it.
Parking Authority Executive Director Rich Laser explains it will work like red light or speed cameras. The streets department will compile footage, and if the PPA determines they can see the license plate of a vehicle being used for illegal dumping, it will go on the boot and tow list.
It may not be for 2 weeks, but eventually the boot man's in your neighborhood and you're using this truck for illegal dumping to mess up somebody else's neighborhood, you're going to get boot and towed, and then you got to deal with all the other stuff that comes with it.
License, registration, insurance, back tickets, and a fine, $500 for the tow, plus separate citations for every item dumped.
Advocates and officials believe the penalties will make illegal dumpers think twice. Officials in Camden County are celebrating another significant decrease in overdose deaths. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
New Jersey's Attorney General's office says there were 59 drug overdose deaths in the first 6 months of the year in Camden County, down from 109 during the same period last year and 180 the year before. These reductions do follow a national downward trend. Camden County Commissioner Director Lou Capelli says this is confirmation that what they're doing is working.
We're starting to see our efforts pay off. Everything from a public information campaign to providing Narcan in every police department. It's been a real joint partnership between the county, the Camden County Prosecutor's Office, and all of the local police departments in Camden County.
Capelli says the job is far from over and they intend to keep working to reduce that number to zero.
According to the CDC nationally, this year is the lowest number of overdoses since June of 2020. After 20 years, a local basketball tournament is still going strong. KYW's Sherrod A. Howard reports the tournament was created in honor of a local kid who died suddenly on the courts of a Germantown recreation center.
And he was just a fun-loving guy, never had anything bad to say.
In 2005, Danny Rump hit the courts with his friends as usual. He was known as being one of the most talented kids in the group. And then suddenly, he collapsed.
You know, Danny being a player here at the Danny Rump Rec Center, which was called Mallory Playground, he actually died right there inside of these gym walls in 2005, playing with a bunch of our friends.
Mike Morak, co-founder of the Danny Rump Classic and close friend, was there that day and said Danny had an undiagnosed heart disease called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. And inspired to save lives, Morak and his friends created the tournament to promote heart health awareness in his memory.
This is the 20th annual Danny Rump Classic, a five-day pro basketball tournament that also features four women's teams and some of the top middle school players.
The tournament runs August 7th through the 11th at Drexel University's Das Galaki Athletic Center.
All proceeds from the tournament go to the Danny Rump Foundation, which provides free heart screenings and viral CPR AED training for the public. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.